What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, we're talking about this incident from yesterday where a Syrian MiG, we are told, landed in Jordan and demanded asylum. And he's going to defect, and he's a colonel in the Syrian military, and therefore he's got all the inside dope on what a mean and evil tyrant Assad is. It's all very wonderfully convenient here. Now, some of the readers and listeners have been sending in other stories from when this whole story began to break, and the first reports were that the airplane had to land in an emergency. And then all of a sudden, as soon as the plane is on the ground, the story starts to mutate. And all of a sudden, it's just, I mean, planes are falling out of the sky all the time. In fact, Japan is very upset with the United States of America right now. There have been so many crashes of American military planes. Japan is trying to say, why don't you just keep them down toward Okinawa and stop flying them over the expensive real estate? But it just seems like, there have been more than a couple of different names given for this gentleman who was supposedly defecting. And it looks like the what may have been just a normal emergency landing is being seized on to create a story about a defecting colonel who will stand up there and say all these bad things about Assad. Just like we had, Chemical Ali saying bad things about Saddam, all of which turned out to be a lie. So we need to be very, very careful about that. By the way, Syria's Olympic chief has been denied a visa for the London Games. The head of the Syrian Olympic Committee, General Mufawak Juma, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, has been refused a visa to travel to London for the Games. Now, this is the guy who's basically in charge of their Olympic teams and their Olympic Committee. And I would like to remind the government of Great Britain, not to mention that of the United States, the original Olympics represented a cessation of all hostilities when they were held. When it was time for the Olympics, even if you were at war, you put the weapons down, you walked off the battlefield, you had the games. When it was all over, if you really felt you needed to do it, you go back out to the battlefield, pick up your weapons, and continue where you left off. But the principle of the Olympics is that all political hostilities are stopped for the duration of the games. And already Great Britain is violating that principle. I'm very concerned, for reasons I'm sure which must be obvious, that the United States and Israel are desperate for a major false flag with which to whip up support to escalate this into a true World War III. They need a new Pearl Harbor. The one they pulled in New York didn't get the traction they thought it was going to get. The Olympic Games have been used for staged acts of terror before, in order to motivate the world in a particular direction. Now, I know we're coming up on the 4th of July here in the United States of America, but I think after that whopper about Saddam's weapons of mass destruction, I think the propagandists are probably realizing that any kind of a big false flag attack here in the U.S., like, blowing up the Golden Gate or something like that, most people aren't going to accept it at face value. But the Olympics, international audience, and all the rest of that, we're already seeing in the British media all these doomsday scenarios of how the terrorists are going to come in and shower germs all over the Olympics. And by the way, did you see the big brouhaha about how this flu virus research that can be used to weaponize the flu has finally been published? Big controversy, big news story. That, too, is propaganda. And when we come back from this next break, I'm going to explain exactly why and why this next false flag they're getting ready to lay on us is probably going to be one involving biological warfare. All right, we're going to take a break here for some commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. We will be right back.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. a complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And a listener just sent in, apparently Terry Reid's book, Compromised, Clinton, Bush, and the CIA, is back in print. It's available at Amazon. I just posted the link there because this is a book everybody ought to be reading. And if anybody knows where Terry Reid is, I'd love to have him on my show. Another listener sent in news from CTV up in Canada. Harper will defend Israel, whatever the cost. And I presume that means as long as it's somebody else's kid getting blown to bloody pieces. So for all you Canadians who thought I was kidding when I said you'd better watch out regarding Israel's leaping onto your country now that they've pretty much used this one up, and you thought I was kidding. Alrighty. Now, an interesting article came out earlier today. As you know, there is still this hue and cry over why, we've got to stop Iran from getting the bomb. And it all hinges on this idea that the first thing Iran will do the moment they get a single nuclear weapon is they'll start throwing it at somebody. They'll throw it onto the United States, which, of course, will immediately wipe Iran off the face of the map, turn it into a giant green glass parking lot, send the Marines in to paint the stripes. Or Israel. If Iran were to throw a nuclear bomb at Israel, Israel is the world's sixth largest nuclear power. It's now acknowledged they have nuclear weapons. They've had them all along. They have nuclear-armed cruise missiles on those Dolphin submarines the Germans were guilted into giving them. So Iran is not going to use a nuclear weapon on anybody. Iran doesn't have that kind of a history. They haven't initiated a war of conquest in 200 years. The whole point of having a nuclear weapon is to convince other people not to invade you. And, of course, that is what the United States and Israel are really worried about. They want to invade Iran while it's still possible to do so. Steal all the land, steal all the oil, steal all the goodies, tear down all the archaeological wonders so people stop asking why there aren't any matching archaeological wonders in Israel to support their story of their ancient history. If Iran were to get a nuclear bomb, then all of a sudden the war is off, because the U.S. doesn't actually invade countries that really do have nuclear weapons. Iraq was the object lesson. What happens if you don't have a weapon of mass destruction? You get invaded. Your leaders get murdered. Your financial system gets taken over. Your oil gets stolen. That's what happens if you don't have a weapon of mass destruction. So more and more people are probably saying that not only is it not an issue about Iran not getting the bomb, probably it would be a good idea if they had one. It might stabilize things and calm them down. That whole mutually assured destruction, balance of terror, credible deterrent idea. Because as long as only the United States and Israel have nuclear weapons, countries that don't have nuclear weapons are going to get clobbered. Because that is the track record so far. All righty, moving stuff here. Yeah, this is that story I was talking about. Mofaz tells Obama, if all else fails, U.S. must strike Iran. And I made up that little poster about all of history's greatest conquerors saying, I don't need to attack the Hittites. I'll get the Americans to do it for us. And it's ludicrous up until you get to Benjamin Netanyahu and realize that's exactly what he's saying. We don't have to fight our own wars. We'll get the Americans to do it. It's like this whole anti-Semitism thing. And we, you know, there's that minister of Israel saying it's a trick. It's a propaganda trick to silence people, keep them from asking questions Israel can't answer. It's just a trick. And they've been doing it for. Can you imagine somebody in Germany trying to stifle criticism of the Nazis that way? And standing up there and saying, the Nazis didn't do anything all that bad. You're just criticizing Hitler because you hate the German people. You're an anti-Aryan. That's your problem. And we'd laugh. It's ludicrous. It's silly to defend Adolf Hitler by saying, you just hate the German people. And yet, Israel's gotten away with that for 60-some-odd years now. Now, apparently, the USS Ponce, which is an amphibious transport ship, they're claiming it's refitted as a floating base for U.S. Special Forces, is heading through the Suez Canal on its way to the Persian Gulf. Now, these amphibious transport ships, they look a lot like an aircraft carrier. The flight deck is really geared for helicopters and Harriers. As I understand it, they don't have catapults, they don't have arrestor wires, but they do have a very nice flight deck for vertical takeoff aircraft. What is really interesting about these is inside the ship there is a gigantic bay that is open to the sea through the stern gate. And inside that bay are all of these hovercraft and shore-breaching vessels that are preloaded with tanks and jeeps and helicopters. It's basically it's an invasion force in a single large tin can. And we have them coming through Pearl Harbor from time to time. And many, many years ago down in Australia, I got to tour one. But apparently that's what they're sending. And these are basically invasion ships. They are not designed to defend the United States against aggression. They're not designed to protect the sea lanes of communication. They are designed to basically knock a hole in somebody's coastline and send people in there to take over the place and say, all right, you're working for us now. That's what this is all about. So they're getting ready to invade Iran because we've got to invade and take their money or there will be dreaded red ink on the balance sheets of the Federal Reserve. Now, the United Nations is finally starting to take a look at this issue of all the drone attacks, the drone wars going on around the world under control of the United States of America, except for those few that keep falling into houses and stuff. And they're saying these may constitute war crimes, especially in the use of drones to carry out murders in countries with which we are not technically at war. And as I said before, if you're standing on the ground in a marketplace or at a wedding or at a funeral and all of a sudden there's a blinding flash and a huge explosion, and people you've spent your entire life with are writhing in agony on a blood-soaked ground. Does it make any difference if it came from a suicide vest or a Reaper drone missile? It's still an act of terror. And the UN is beginning to finally say, yeah, this isn't war. It's not confined damage or any of these other polite euphemisms. These are war crimes. It's basically the U.S. is committing murder in other countries. Now, of course, they don't want you to see it that way. And as a matter of fact, it comes out that apparently the Pentagon, on top of all that other glorious money they've got to spend on things like the F-22 that's still asphyxiating its pilots, and the naval version of the F-35, which can't actually land on an aircraft carrier because they put the arrestor hook in the wrong place, the Pentagon is spending $500 million to basically pre-can positive news about the wars to propagandize you into saying, yeah, war is swell, war is cool, let's go on out and do it some more. And, of course, the United States government is basically saying, well, we have a right to try and persuade you. Well, there's a difference between persuasion and propaganda. Persuasion is you stand up there and you say, I want to invade this country, and it's going to cost so much of your tax money, and we're going to kill 150,000 of your kids, but it's a small amount, really. We'll try and do better. And we expect to get back from it access to these oil wells and resources. That's persuasion, and we can either say yes or no. But when you're putting out movies about, oh, they're evil over there, and they're tearing tags off their couch cushions, and they pass wind in the elevators and all this other stuff, that's not persuasion. That's propaganda. That's lies and deception. And they're spending $500 million on that. That's what the CEO of Oracle just spent to buy the entire island of Lanai over here in Hawaii. That's a lot of money, $500 million, unless it's in Zimbabwe dollars, of course. And I'm angry at this because $500 million spent to lie to the people about the wars, and they went ahead after all and cut the food stamps for children. And I don't agree with that. Remember what it said in the Declaration of Independence? Governments rule with the consent of the governed, derive their just powers from the consent of the governed. And in that statement are a couple of requirements. Government must be just, and it must rule with the consent of the governed. I do not consent to be lied to by the government. I don't know anybody who consents to be lied to by the government. No court of law would enforce a contract where one party agrees to be lied to by the other because you cannot know what you agree to, which is the essence of contract law. Therefore, when the United States government takes $500 million from you and spends it to lie to you, they are doing so without your consent. Nowhere in the Constitution is the government specifically authorized to lie to the people. And the 10th Amendment prohibits them from arrogating that right to themselves. Therefore, when the government lies to the people, it is acting illegally. It is acting unconstitutionally. When the government lies to the people and spends $500 million of your money to do it, they delegitimize themselves. We don't have a legitimate government in this country any longer. We have an occupying force that is lying to us in order to loot us, take our money, send our children out to die in wars on behalf of a foreign power. We're an occupied nation. We don't have a legitimate government anymore. And crooked elections aren't going to fix that problem. All righty, let's see. We are coming up on another commercial break here. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Still waiting to hear an announcement from Egypt and what that might precipitate in terms of a mass public reaction. And I don't want to see anybody hurt or die, but I think the time has come for the Egyptian people to basically remind the world that they are the people who built the pyramids, and they are very strong when they get motivated. We'll be right back. As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And again, I can't say I'm really surprised, but CNN is now reporting that former Prime Minister of Egypt, Shafik, is to be named the Egyptian president. Very careful wording there. They're not actually saying he won the election, merely that he will be named the Egyptian president. And coincident with that, of course, is a message from Egypt's military junta. We have plenty of guns pointed at all of you Egyptian people, so sit down, shut up, and pay your bills. I'm not sure that that is going to work. I cannot imagine anything that will infuriate the Egyptians more after having fought for democracy so hard and ousted Mubarak, to be told by the military that you're going to basically, we're going to put Mubarak's PM back in, and you're just going to darn well like it here. All right, we're going to grab a couple of phone calls here. Greg in Montreal. Aloha, Greg. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi there, Mike. I was just looking on Yahoo, and Reuters had posted something over here, and this just, like, drives me up the wall here. Israeli airstrike kills Gaza militant, breaks truce. And everyone that's posting on here, I can't believe how they're going to be blaming a Palestinian militant and two men who were wounded there.
And well, they're all working for Israel. Those, remember, Israel's government pays Israeli and even some non-Israeli Jewish students in the United States of America to sit at home and post to the internet. That's why you don't see them working at McDonald's or the 7-Eleven or anything like that. It's an open secret that, you know, that Israel's government pays these kids money to stay at home, get on their computer, and just prowl the net looking for places to post Israeli propaganda. They use a system called Megaphone, which is on all of their desktops, where anytime any one of them sees anything that is critical of Israel or a news report on Israel, they'll put it into their little megaphone, and it pops up on the desktop of everybody else on the network, and they all know to go over, click that link, and immediately start posting pro-Israel messages. That's why you see that kind of stuff. It is unbelievable, and in fact, they're so obvious about it that I think they destroy their own credibility.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if some of them are the students who are complaining about the tuition hikes over here, and they'll complain about tuition hikes, and then maybe, just maybe, get paid by some Jewish outfit that's going on here in Montreal, because it's replete over here, especially the radio station that's here, the talk radio station, is just a station that's on the AM dial. And they're always pushing the combined Jewish appeal and Israel bonds and try to, you know, like,
well,
invest.
You know? That tells you right there who owns the station.
Yeah.
And again, there's that TV report that Russia Today did. The U.S. Senate knew 25 years ago that Israel was bribing prostitutes in the American media to always report the news the way that favored Israel. As a matter of fact, there was another article we put up at whatreallyhappened.com today that said Israel's greatest weapon is their control of the American media in order to tell Americans who they must love and who they must hate. And, of course, I choose to decide that for myself. Thank you very much. But it's an open secret. Everybody knows this is what Israel has been doing. And, you know, so when you go out there and you see all these people who are just screaming hysterically for Israel, they're paid to be there. Israel gets billions of dollars from the United States government, and they spend it propagandizing the American people and bribing Congress so they can get more money. It's a gigantic kickback scheme. And I it's the reason I'm not in the entertainment industry any longer, is because anybody who doesn't toe Israel's line is persona non grata. Back in the 1950s, they would scream communist to get you out of the entertainment industry. Now it's anti-Semite. It's the same dirty trick. They just changed the language.
This this war that they're trying to perpetuate, you know, with
they're trying
Israel.
To escalate it. They're trying to escalate it. They want this thing up into rock and roll, full tilt, boogie afterburner mode.
Yeah, while Israel is standing in the background watching all this happen, what are the chances that the real target for all of this is by way of Syria through Iran and then maybe reaching either Russia or China, seeing how China's holding on to a lot of the U.S. debt, and while everything was going on for years, they didn't think that Russia was going to build up its power base again. Is that...
Well, everybody knew that was happening. In fact, the U.S. government military were hoping Russia would build up their power base because then they could bring back the Cold War and say, oh, we must be on guard against Russia. Give us your money for weapons and bombs and train your children to be soldiers and everything like that. I mean, the biggest disaster for American foreign policy was the collapse of the Soviet Union. And immediately after that, they had to start coming up with new enemies for everybody to hate. Oh, we've got a war on drugs and a war on poverty and a war on, you know, lint and a war on waxy yellow buildup and a war on terror. And none of those really got any traction. So they've been hoping that Russia would become a credible threat. Now, in terms of Israel, you know, yes, the war on Syria will be the backdoor to war with Iran. And beyond that, yeah, Israel seems to want the U.S. and Russia to go to war with each other because of that story we had where Mossad agents tried to hijack this Russian ship for some kind of a false flag involving Iran. So, yeah, that's very much a real situation there. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Thank you, Mike.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Christ and Pharaoh, really at the radio. Tired of the mainstream media lies, listening to Christ will really open your eyes. Tune in to Christ and Pharaoh, really at the radio.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Going to grab another phone call. Dennis in Texas. Aloha, Dennis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, great day. The whole thing about the Lanai Island sale. Now, I'm really interested because I've been looking around. I can't find a whole lot of logistics on it. But is anybody having any outrage over the sale in the way of, like, let's say, the island Samoans that live, you know, in your area, and is there any conversation going on with that? And there's another thing I wish you can touch on, that there's the sale of a very famous document from George Washington, and it's up for auction, and I don't know who's auctioning it off. But I'm very interested in your opinion on this, if you know anything about it, because isn't that the people's island? Isn't that the people's documents?
Well, let me deal with that second one first. Actually, no, the personal property of our nation's founders is still their personal property. The only part of the documents that belong to the people of the nation are those that are conducted officially while in office and while on the people's pay. But anything that's considered personal, you know, goes to the descendants, and it gets handed around. And there is so much that is already in private ownership and has been for so many years. If you look at the backlash that NASA experienced when they started going after these flight manuals and everything from Apollo 13, I think the U.S. government, that whatever commercial worth of these documents might be, is not going to be worth the public relations disaster of going after them. I would hope that out of a sense of social responsibility, the people in possession of these historical documents might see fit to bequeath them to, for example, the Smithsonian.
Yes, that's what I was thinking. I think that it should be on display for people to, you know, share and enjoy and understand.
I absolutely agree. And when it became obvious I was never going to go back to work for NASA, I sent all of my old stuff to the Smithsonian, and I'm sure it's in a warehouse someplace, but they sent me a very nice letter and thank you. But, again, you have to respect personal property. And let me give you a hypothetical. If I'd inherited a document from Josiah Bartlett, my ancestor who signed the Declaration, I would be inclined to want to donate it to the National Archives or the Smithsonian, but it's my choice to make.
Oh, okay.
And I would resist very strongly the federal government coming in and saying, you must give this to us.
Okay, well, that makes sense to me.
Okay, now, with regard to Lanai, Lanai has always been pretty much privately owned. You need to understand that the Hawaiian people, prior to the arrival of the Christian missionaries, there was no concept of land ownership. All the Hawaiians owned all of Hawaii.
There was no title or no deed or anything like that then.
Yeah, and the ali'i would administer it. But there was no such thing as parceling off the land and saying, this is yours and this is yours. The Christian missionaries, when they brought the blessings of religion to the islands, they also brought the blessing of private land ownership and somehow managed to wind up with the majority of it. Whereas over time, the other more populous islands have sort of been broken up into these small land parcels, and there's still a big, huge argument over the pre-annexation land titles versus the post-annexation land titles. It's been tying up the courts here for years now, ever since Clinton signed that public apology admitting that the annexation was illegal. A lot of people are going back and saying, look, you stole this land from my family and I want it back, and it's a big, huge, ugly mess. And the state government's attitude is, well, yes, we stole it, but we've got it now and we're not giving it back. But as far as Lanai, that has been privately owned for all of its history, and the people who live there are basically renters or leasers. And the actual amount of the island that was acquired by the CEO of Oracle, I think, is like 90-95%. And he basically bought it for about $500 million is the rumored price tag. There is a big land grab going on out here. A lot of ultra-rich are getting out here, and I think it's because they realize when things really come unglued on the mainland, being out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, it's going to get you away from kind of the violence. And I know some unnamed anonymous party just bought three houses side by side out on Kauai. They grabbed Sylvester Stallone's old place and the adjoining properties up on this plateau, and they're going to build a big, huge private estate out there as well. But there's a lot of big money coming out here, and they're all anonymous, and they're all concerned about privacy. And I think a lot of people who got very rich through perhaps less than honorable means are trying to find little hideaways out here on the islands.
Well, here's a quick question. I'll hang up, though. I've seen the movie just recently, like about a month ago, the George Clooney movie called The Descendants. And what did you think of that movie?
Well, I don't think it was one of Clooney's best, but it does tie into, you know, a lot of the pressures that are on the descendants of the missionary families, whether to hold on the land or very often modern economics do force them off. The Robinson family owned the island of Niihau, and for the longest time they wanted to preserve it as the last vestige of the traditional Hawaiian people. And that's why it's called the Forbidden Island. You're not allowed to go there if you're not invited and given permission by the Robinson family and the Niihauans. Now, the Niihauans, of course, go to Kauai all the time. Their kids go across to school there. They'll go to the hospitals over there. But they speak native Hawaiian. English is the second language on the island. Now, I've actually been over to Niihau, where you can go as close as the mean high water mark on the beach. But if you step above that, it's a huge, huge, huge fine. But Robinson was unfortunately, sadly, forced to sell half of that island to the United States Navy, which was very unhappy over people at Barking Sands Beach watching all these war tests that the Navy's conducting at their missile range over there.
Well, that's very disgusting to me. You know, it's just, But, you know, the whole thing is, oh, my goodness, me and my girlfriend, the lovely and gracious Dorinda, are going to be heading out in late August to the Hawaiian Islands for a vacation. This is our dream vacation, mind you. We're looking forward to coming to your island home, and, you know, God bless and take care, all right?
Well, before you go, which islands are you going to?
We're going to go to the Big Island first.
That's wonderful. The Big Island is great. The volcano has been erupting continuously. If you're going
to
go down to see the, please listen to me very, very carefully. If you're going to go down to see the volcano, wear closed-toed shoes, no sandals. You're walking basically on broken glass when you're down there on the lava. Take plenty of water to stay hydrated. There's no place down on the volcano to buy water. I mean, sometimes the park rangers will have something set up, but it can't be guaranteed. If you're going to be out there anywhere near time of darkness, make sure you have flashlight and spare battery. And if you see a rope and some sawhorses and a sign that says, do not step across this barrier, do not step across that barrier. Because when you have a fresh lava flow, it'll start to cool on the surface, and it looks like it's solid, but it isn't. It's a thin glass crust overflowing molten lava, and it seems like this should be on, you know, 1,000 ways to die. You know, a dozen times a year, some tourists will say, oh, that's just for decoration, and they'll step across the rope because they want to get a picture of themselves closer to the lava, and they plop down through, and that's the last anybody sees of them. So pay attention to the ropes. Those park rangers are out there. They know what the volcano is doing. If you see one of them running, please try and catch up, okay? Other than that, have a really good time. I don't mean to scare you, but I want you to go home from your vacation and say, we had a really good time, not, oh, my goodness, I lost my girlfriend to the volcano.
I want to go there. I want to, go and learn, and I want to absorb any bit of history. But also, I want to see these natural wonders that are there. I mean, it's just fascinating to me. But
It is an amazing place. All right, well, if you got to go, you got to go here. But if you're listening off air, there are all these wonderful lava tubes down by Chain of Craters Road. And I know I always talk about the TSA makes it a miserable experience getting here. But once you're through the TSA, it's a lot of wonderful stuff to see here on the Big Island. Rent a four-wheel drive vehicle and get up to see those observatories. It's an amazing vista. Now, they're going to tell you when you get to the little visitor center about halfway up the mountain, they advise you stay there for half an hour to get used to the altitude. You really need to do it. Because there have been more than a few car accidents from people who say, I've got healthy oxygen levels in my blood. And they go up to 14,000 feet, and it will hit you. It will hit you. By the way, if you get up to the observatory, if you have a little plastic soda bottle with you, you know, just empty it and just screw the top back on real tight, throw it in the back seat of the car. And then when you get back down to sea level, you look at that bottle and see how much it's crushed. It is. It's a lot of fun to be down there. I do like Hawaii, and I love the Hawaiian Islands, and I love the Big Island and Maui and Kauai and everything. And I just did that video about the wreck of the cocoa palms and everything. This would be a lovely place if it wasn't for the TSA.
All right. Good day, guy.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. All right. So, yes, I do like living in Hawaii. It is a beautiful place over here. Except for all those military bases and the TSA and all the rest of that other stuff like this. And I know so many people connected with our tourism industry, and I remember what it was like when we first moved here, before all this nonsense began, and it was a very live, vibrant place, and now, yeah, there's still a tourism industry, but it's just a tiny fraction of what it used to be. All righty, let's see. We already talked about the crashing airplanes in Japan, U.S. aircraft in Japan. They're unhappy about that. Canada's Stephen Harper is out there basically saying, we'll do anything for Israel. We're no sacrifices too great as long as it's other people's children. So Stephen Harper has kind of gone down the dark path, and he's sounding more and more like an American politician. And I did try and warn you people up in Canada this was coming. As Israel realizes the U.S. is about sucked dry and about ready to fall over, they're already hopping over that border. I mean, to a flea, a dog is a divine right, and when the dog dies, you just go to another dog, and that's exactly what's going on here. Let's see. Now, we talked about this before, and I meant to come back to this story earlier. There is this big brouhaha over this scientific journal publishing details on the weaponization of a bird flu created in a lab. It apparently takes only 12 steps, which are moderately easy, to go from the regular bird flu to a weaponized, highly contagious, carousel-ized, air-transmissible bird flu. And there was a big thing, should we publish, should we not? Freedom of speech, this and freedom of speech, that. And we already know that the U.S. government practices censorship for anything connected to military technology. There is no question that if this was really a serious risk of handing information to terrorists, it would have been blocked. The government can do that, if for nothing else than going in and say, look, we'll give you, you know, $20 million in lab grants for your future work if you won't publish. And every scientist on Earth would say, yeah, I'll go for that. There's no question about it. Or if it was published, don't make a big deal about it in the media, because the reality is that most terrorists probably aren't thumbing through the scientific journals on a regular basis. So this feels like a propaganda operation, public relations. Oh, scientists published how to make the death flu, Captain Trips the super flu. Go back to Stephen King in The Stand. The terrorists can now make a super flu. Ooh, how convenient just before the London Olympics. And doubly how convenient just before U.S. and Israel need something to happen that will infuriate us all into war with Syria and Iran and potentially Russia and China. So one scenario, and I hope they don't do this because this thing could get completely out of control, is they spray this flu on people at the Olympics, stealing a story plot from the Rainbow Six. Tom Clancy's book Rainbow Six was all about the, oh, we're going to spray people at the Olympics and wipe out 90% of humanity, and then the Earth will be beautiful for the rest of us. And they could do it because then, see, the idea is if you knock down a building in New York, people in California aren't all that excited about it because it's 3,000 miles away. But a biological attack, that could be everywhere. The media can be hyping the terror, could be in the air you're breathing this very minute, to just magnify that terror, that fear, that scarerism that the media is always trying to do, could be everywhere. Spray them at the Olympics. They go home. It's infecting all these cities. Those gosh darn evil Iranians, they read our published instructions on how to create the doomsday flu. Let's go get them. The reason it's dangerous, and I understand with the Gulf of Mexico disaster, poisoning all of that seafood, with Fukushima having wiped out almost the entire Pacific Ocean, you can't find seafood in the Pacific that doesn't have some trace of radioactivity. They're saying it's going to be 300 to 600 years before the ocean returns to something that's healthy to eat from. There isn't enough safe, clean food to feed the entire human population. So, hey, yeah, it's not like they're useful to us anymore. You know, let's wipe them out with a super flu and get a good war going in the same process. I always look at that first big mistake, World War One. And that trench warfare that almost seemed designed to kill the maximum number of people while destroying the least amount of actual real estate, which is the real item of value. People we got, land, we don't want to mess that up. Let's put them in trenches with machine guns and just say, go over, run into the machine gun bullets. You'll be a hero. We'll stick a medal on the box we ship you home on. And then Germany collapses, World War One is over, and it's like there wasn't enough death and destruction already. Somebody starts playing around with vaccinations at this U.S. military camp, and all of a sudden the Spanish flu is all over the world, wiping out even more people. Major depopulation program seemed to happen there. Somebody might be planning the same thing again. Now, the reason it's dangerous is, when you have a newly synthesized flu virus, the genome is unstable. Newly created life forms haven't evolved, reproduced enough times to stabilize the genome. That's why Ebola was always suspected of being an artificial life form, because it was mutating as much as 10% of its genome for each succeeding generation. So this new super flu from this instruction manual that has been conveniently published is going to be equally unstable. and could mutate into a form for which whatever vaccines are being prepared for this thing will not work. I mean, look at all the reckless mistakes that have been made with genetically modified crops. Are you really willing to bet your life that the vaccine that they're giving you to save you from the coming depopulation is really going to work when push comes to shove? This is an incredibly reckless and dangerous thing. I hope they'll call it off. It's a stupid thing to do. Anyway, we're coming up on our commercial break here. And we're going to be talking about Fukushima and problems with TEPCO and the radiation and yet another typhoon on the way and yet more earthquakes coming in there. So we're going to take a break. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Working two jobs, hens never seem to me. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her, walk on water. We've destroyed her faith. Jesus.
America, welcome back to the show here, and by golly, they're dusting off that whole weapons of mass destruction excuse, this time on Syria. And they're saying, oh, no, no, we're not talking nuclear bombs. We're not talking, you know, nuclear bombs, but we believe, we think, we suspect Syria has chemical weapons. And it would be dangerous not to go in and bomb them just in case. You know, I suspect the little old lady who lives at the end of our driveway is running a meth lab in her bathroom. I think I should burn down her house tonight, just in case. Dare not take the chance that she's not making meth in her bathroom. That's the mentality they're talking about. Last night I dreamed this country was making a Death Star, sending in the missiles today. All right, we've got a couple of people waiting on the phones. Chris in Las Vegas. Aloha, Chris. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha. Well, to your point earlier about your vaccines and the engineered Spanish flu hybridized version, I found a little ditty on YouTube this morning. It was under the B3B2 vaccine under DOD, Department of Defense, 140A Adam 22, called the FunVac, a.k.a. the Fundamentalist Religious Zealot Elimination Vaccine.
I remember that one. That is an amazing concept. And for those who are not familiar with this, this is a virus being developed which attacks the part of the brain that is subject to religious fanaticism. We were talking the other day about how people who are susceptible to religious feelings have an atrophied hippocampus. So the DARPA has been researching a virus they could spray on Muslims to make them less Muslim-like, apparently not unconcerned with how it's going to affect Jews and Christians and Buddhists and flying spaghetti monsters.
Well, as you mentioned DARPA, and we might also mention DOE and DHS, they all purport to be separate governmental entities, but they're all funded by the black ops budgets of the Department of Defense and their military aspects pursuant to the national security purposes of any means necessary to secure the national defense, of course. And if you don't mind me morphing into your next topic on Fukushima, I've recently come across some vids that basically suggest and evidence that there are mass amounts of fetuses that are being aborted and written off as just natural occurrences of stillborns when they're actually morphed due to radiation mutations. And
okay, that is an area of concern. I've been trying to find information about that because we had an article that came through whatreallyhappened.com today, basically where mothers are choosing to have abortions because they don't want to take the chance of a mutated baby here. We got to take a break for station identification. Chris, thanks an awful lot for the call. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
The next round.